Now, new healthcare offerings like e-visits or electronic communication have taken off in recent years. The thinking patients could run a quick question or two by their medical providers and maybe save themselves an in-office visit.
But how is it really panning out? A new study from the UW-Wisconsin School of Business shows the opposite may be happening. In-office visits are actually on the increase over 5 years, meaning that goal of saving time and money hasn't worked out well for patients or providers.
Hassan Bavafa joins us now. He worked on that recent study and is the Wisconsin School of Business Assistant Professor of Operations and Information Management. Hassan, welcome to Central Time.
Hello, I'm glad to be here.
Well, let's start off with looking at the electronic visits, e-visits. What was the idea behind them?
So in this research, I think it's a very plausible idea. I teach at the Wisconsin School of Business, and I have many students. And so students can reach out to me by email and take care of many of their questions. So if you think of my office hours as a professor as like office visits for doctors and emails that come from students as questions like the e-visits and questions that come via email from patients, the idea is plausible that some of the face-to-face care can be replaced by emails from patients. And so the idea was that I see that in my teaching, does this translate outside of teaching in a medical field? The idea is that the medical field, the interactions between patients and doctors are far more complex.
Well, how widely are these kinds of electronic visits used these days between doctors and patients?
There has been quite a big explosion in their usage. Like in our data, we see about less than 50 of these emails per month in around 2008, and in 2013 there are already more than 3,000 per month. So in this particular health system, and after 2013, it has been much more prevalent. So they're very prevalent.
And this is over 5 years. So the idea then, as you were saying, maybe these e-visits would save a patient a trip to the doctor, maybe save the doctor some time and save some money for healthcare providers and patients. Does it work that way?
We find that it doesn't. So what we find in this study is that patients who adopt these e-visits have an increase of about 6% in their office visits. So, we also try to measure the effects on health, so to see that if this additional visits and e-visits improve patient health, and we don't find such a thing. And health, we measured it as glucose level and cholesterol levels, which are two common primary care conditions.
And then another question is, if all of these patients who are doing e-visits with their doctors, if some of them end up actually going in when they wouldn't have, is it harder then for other patients to get that appointment with a doctor in office?
So we find a little bit of that. So when we looked at patients who do not adopt e-visits, we see that there's about a 4% reduction in the number of phone interactions they have with their doctors, the patients who don't adopt. And also, more substantially, we find that there's a 15% reduction in the number of new patient visits to providers when they adopt e-visits. And that's, quite substantial, a 15% reduction.
And for doctors themselves, you found, as you're getting at, the additional visits resulted in an additional 45 minutes per month of additional time doctors spent on those visits. Not a huge amount of time given an entire month, but it's definitely not a reversal that might have been expected.
Yes. I mean, both the fact that we didn't find any decrease, like we didn't find time saving, was quite surprising to us. And also, this is for a system that about 15% of patients adopted by 2013 in our health system, and now that number is much higher. So that 45 minutes was when 15% of patients adopt. That's one qualifier. That number is much larger now. Two, it does not include the time it takes the doctors to respond to the emails. This 45 minutes is only additional visits from office visits from patients.
But it may result, it sounds like, in doctors having a little more work to do in responding to these emails they're getting.
That is correct.
And I suppose for patients, the thing is maybe they would have waited it out and the condition or problem would have resolved. Instead, maybe this triggers a doctor saying, you know what, let's be safe. Why don't you come in and you've got that extra office visit? Is there maybe an abundance of caution that comes into play with this extra communication?
And the research cannot quite directly answer that question, but these are possibilities. I mean, given my conversations with the doctors at the health systems, that's quite a possibility. That if you have a problem, you send an email to your doctor, and in your email you cannot quite describe what is happening. And that email basically triggers the doctor to reach out to you via phone, and some of those phone visits lead to office visits. That's quite a plausible story.
So, Hassam, given that this didn't actually cut down on time or money for patients or doctors, do you think there might be any sort of trend away from e-communication?
So I doubt that. I mean, the amount of shopping that we do online, and we see like a lot of the university courses are going online. I think we are going to be used to doing more and more on things online. And I think what our study does is paints a picture of what is currently happening at the current form of patient-doctor interactions. And I think what health systems can learn is maybe they should really think about how to target these e-visits, maybe identify patients that these e-visits may be saving time for them, and identify patients that these e-visits are not saving time for them and is triggering visits for them. So then basically using them more wisely would be the takeaway for me.
Hassam, thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hassam Bavafa is an assistant professor of operations and information management at the Wisconsin School of Business, joining us to talk about a new study from UW-Madison that shows e-visits increase the number of in-office doctor's visits and don't improve patients' health. This is Central Time.